Lord. Jordan, here and present. Here for discussion.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at Gordon.
Glad to be back here.
How are you, man?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We're discussing...
Easter Bunny?
No. Tiger Woods in the
Tiger
break.
Tiger Wood.
Oh, Eldrick. And how the reports now are saying he had a couple of pills in his pocket and he was sweating profusely and he had a gnarly case of the hiccups at the police station as they were going through this thing. And
what's that about? That's weird. Hiccups.
When was the last time you had the hiccups?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I don't think I've had them in 2026.
I had hiccups pretty notably on the show one time.
I remember that. Yeah,
news
right.
News. That
right.
Was horrible.
And they always would say that meant you were growing.
They never
Did
told
you hear
me that.
That.
No,
what?
Never heard that.
Yeah. They said you were still growing if you had the hiccups.
Interesting. So when you stop growing, is there an age you never get hiccups again?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure that's not the case. I'm sure it's an old wives' tale. But I got that. Oh, you're still growing because you have the hiccups. And you try to hold your breath or... I don't know. Why did we think that hiccups were so bad?
That doesn't
it didn't hurt.
It did hurt.
Annoying. It hurt me. It's a little bit annoying, but other
they're
than that,
annoying and they hurt after a while.
Yeah, they can get uncomfortable for sure.
Oh, I hate hiccups.
That repetitive. Yeah. Oh man.
There's the I forget what the Guinness World Record is on this, but some dude had hiccups for like 21 years.
How could you live?
Something crazy long. Yeah, he said he was suicidal.
I mean, they couldn't do something.
What?
I don't know. Poke something in them to.
Okay, I want to hear. I want to hear medical cure, Matt over here.
Well, is there not some way that you can poke a tube or in something in
so
you?
So you think it's just like gas?
Yeah.
We'll get to work on those blueprints.
Like air that builds up, and you can maybe cut like a little trachea thing, and you breathe out of a tube for a while.
Charles, what are you talking about? It's an involuntary muscle. It's a diaphragm.
Right. So there's
got
to be like a muscle relief something shot into your diaphragm to relax it, maybe.
Well, before you had them cutting an extra hole for air to come out of.
Well, we're talking this through.
Well, I'm glad you're not a doctor. I don't want you talking it through.
I thought we were brainstorming.
Okay.
I didn't have the be-all, end-all idea, so it got shot down. That's okay. You have to judge me.
You thought it was about air at first.
What has to do with air somewhere in your body?
I do feel, though, like I'm going to get the hiccups if I'm eating and I don't drink while I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
That gives me the sensation of, oh, my gosh, I'm about to have the hiccups. So you start trying to at least.
It's always drinking that causes hiccups for me.
Yeah, it can. It says alcohol is a cause.
I never get it from.
Or carbonated beverage.
Yeah, it's carbonated beverage.
Emotional excitement.
What?
That will give you the hiccups?
That's just what it says. Eating too fast.
Right. Eating fast, but for me, it's without drinking. I had a buddy of mine, my college roommate, who would take the tiniest sips of water, whatever he was drinking, while he was eating, and it always bothered me. Like, I don't just down water, whatever you're drinking, but I feel like you got to get now I feel like as in my older age, I can eat and then drink afterwards. But there are some times where your mouth gets a little dry. I feel like I'm about to get the hiccups and you got to take something to kind of get everything moving and going. But he would.
Yeah, I drink during a meal.
But
there's some people
who.
Sips. Wait, you don't eat. You don't drink anything while you're eating.
No, you have to. I don't know how people do that.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know how you can eat an entire meal without having some sort of liquid intake.
I can. I don't do it often, but I can.
But what's strange is animals don't seem to do that.
Right. You know, my dog doesn't have a few bites and then he goes and has some water and then
he'll go back and have a few bites and then go back and have water.
Everything.
Right. And then goes and drinks water.
I don't think I can do that.
Everyone try it tonight. See how long you can go and eat without taking a drink.
Oh, that makes me nervous. That just doesn't seem right. That seems against God.
I mean, just, you know, and if you feel like you need to take a swig or something, you just go right ahead.
Mm. And they say if you drink about an ounce of water, instead of, you know, like when you're really thirsty, if you guzzle a bunch of water, it actually will relieve your thirst and make you better hydrated if you drink an ounce at a time, like an ounce a minute.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm not into chugging.
I've heard when you're like butt chugging or regular chugging.
I'm not into regular chugging.
Okay, you are. Okay, gotcha.
You
got
to do what you have to do.
Man, this is going to be...
On the other end, yeah.
Have you ever tried that, person. Matt? You've tried more stuff than anybody I've ever known.
The butt chug?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Would you?
He had to think about it.
Well, I just, yes.
Yeah, I wish we would have. It was a nice craft.
No, I wouldn't do it at this point in my life. If something like that was going to happen, it would have been younger. I'm not going to shove that in me.
Do you know anyone that's done that?
What have you shoved in that area? You can be honest. I mean, you're a real forthright guy.
Usually I am. I'm trying to think.
You're trying to think.
Usually I am.
Am I forthright?
Now, we've always heard that, but do you actually know anyone that's done that? That's
done what? The stuff that Matt chugging. Is no, the, avoiding saying that he did?
The butt chug.
I don't think I've known anybody that's butt chugged.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's a
clarify
myth.
What that is for our, we just had some listeners just join us.
You brought it up. You need to clarify it.
I don't know. Why is it on me? I'm not the host of this show.
You brought it up. This is your segment.
Pour alcohol into your anus.
Yes. When you pour alcohol into your intestines, where
the
alcohol absorption rate is very quick.
Have you known anyone that will do the
vodka tampon?
Right. Like, we always talk about this as, oh, yeah, it happens never all the that. Time. But I don't think anyone ever, you've known anyone that's done that.
No.
Well, it's like a suppository, essentially. Just kind of put it up in there and let it do
again, its thing. I understand. I'm just saying you don't know anyone that's done it.
I don't think I have. It seems like maybe in college somebody tried it, but I can't recall for sure.
Yeah, it almost seems like I was about to say old wives' tale, but
does it hurt,
man? Young both frat guys' tale.
Both of those feel like the biggest venture in the white people land I've ever heard.
What?
The butt chug?
Butt chug and the vodka tea.
Black guys don't use vodka tampons?
Yeah, no.
Didn't know I was going to ask that question.
No, I didn't think I would ever hear it in my entire life.
Yeah, I've never done it.
But no here interest. We are.
No interest in that one. Too potent.
Because why would you... Okay, this is my whole point. Uh-oh. Like, when we're in college...
I think black guys do that a lot.
We're about to go out. We're going to a party. We're going to kick it. But now it's time to get a little lubed up when we're going.
Pre-game.
We're pre-gaming.
Yeah, okay.
But when you do that, why do you want to get to where that level of euphoria as far as how your state of mind is that quickly? Man, I'm drinking anyway, and it's going to hit me when it's going to hit me. Why do I want to speed up the process?
I think because people are so nervous to interact with other people without having a buzz.
Yeah. But you can pregame it at your room by yourself and drink as quickly or as slowly as you want.
Sipping on a mimosa. I guess I'm not sure what you're asking then.
I'm just saying I feel like the traditional way
why
of getting loaded
fast. Yeah.
Is appropriate instead of trying, man, let me speed the process up by 4 minutes by shoving this vodka tea up there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think it's more of just the experience of the vodka tea. I think they're just, you know.
It feels nice or something. It's kind of comforting.
No,
I was about
to
say just kind of the hero tale of it, just the craziness of it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Not for
where are you going with it?
I don't know. Maybe it feels good. I never tried.
Boy, you're into anus play.
There's a lot of nerve endings down there.
He's already got a bullet point for his brochure happening. Okay.
And if anyone's done that, they did it once and they never did it again. It was terrible.
What, the play?
The play? I guarantee you he's done it more than once.
The vodka tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or even the chugging of the with the butt.
Hold on to
seems like
butt.
That could kill you.
Can we talk about something that's
again
more
you brought it up
appropriate
it the words came out of your mouth
I
sir.
Want to hear more crazy stuff that Matt's done.
Well, go right ahead.
There's just not a lot. I haven't done that many things.
You've experimented down in that area,
haven't you?
On what? Myself, no,
but on others.
On Donnie, yes.
Whoa wait a minute. Why bring me into it?
Donnie begged me for a vodka tea one time.
And you had to help him out.
Yeah. And he had to come to me because he said, I can't go to any of my black friends because they don't do any of that stuff.
Right. I can understand that.
Yeah. So.
He had a little finger.
He called on me.
You know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No. Again, if you ever see me tweet that, hey, Gordon, know that I've been
kidnapped. I need a white guy.
And I need help.
I need a white guy with tampon experience.
Can I purchase this ticket to White People Land, please? I need to buy it from you. It's like Girl Scout cookies. I can only get it from a white man.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Please let me go to... Yeah, that's terrible.
I'll pass.
What were we talking about?
I think we were talking about chugging there, Gordon.
Yes, that's how we started. But yeah. I was wanting to talk Easter Bunny, but that's okay.
Okay, talk Easter Bunny.
No,
let's
it's
go.
Too late to talk Easter Bunny.
It's not. It's happening this weekend. We're going to see a lot of Easter Bunnies hopping around here this week and this weekend.
So do malls still have like Easter Bunnies that set up shop like Santa does?
I would say yes.
They do?
I'm going to imagine they do. Still a huge holiday.
I know that was going on when I was a kid.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
I bet North Park has an Easter Bunny, right?
I don't know.
I would think so.
They always have such a great Santa.
Mammal.
Yeah.
And why no Thanksgiving turkeys at Thanksgiving time?
The great turkey.
You have a turkey that's in the mall and you can take pictures with the turkey. Why is it just the Easter Bunny and Santa
Claus? How come there's no Uncle Sam at July 4th?
Or the pumpkin.
The great pumpkin.
At Halloween.
You take your picture with the great pumpkin?
Sure. You guys didn't do that?
When you were a kid, how many black Santa Clauses did you ever go see?
Oh, boy, I don't remember. I don't remember us ever going to see Santa
Claus. You never did the Santa thing?
I don't remember. If we did, it must have been when I was way younger.
How can you not remember going to see Santa?
I don't. And I don't.
Boy, my mom made us go up until we graduated high school. The Keith kids still had to load up the family truckster.
In high school?
Yeah. Yes. She had a picture of us with Santa every single year.
Did you sit on his lap in high school?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No way.
And she displayed the pictures every year. Every Santa picture would be displayed on the mantle from when we were born to where we graduated high school.
Yeah, I don't remember. If we did, I will bet you that it was a white Santa Claus when we went. But I don't remember.
Boy, some Santas are so obviously fake.
They're beaten.
But some are great, you know? Yeah, like North Park, they had an awesome Santa.
He was there for years, years and years. He passed away like a couple of years ago, if I recall. But
and even Marcus downtown used to have an awesome Santa.
Incredible.
It was a little unstable because he was a good P1, too. So when I'd be down there during ticket days and, you know, since the ticket was on the air, and I'd see him, we'd always talk to each other, and the kids were a little bit... How does Santa know so much about this local sports station?
That's kind of awesome. Like, wow, that's amazing.
You know, you should recreate that. You should go, if they have a Santa out at North Park or whatever, go and take another picture. Sit on his lap and take a picture.
Sure.
Bring back the old times.
Can you do that as an adult? Will they let you?
Yeah.
I will bet you.
Unless you make it weird, like you would.
I wouldn't make it weird.
You'd be like, hey, Santa, hold this upturned cucumber before I sit down. Because I'm Matt, and there's lots of nerve endings down there.
It's true, there are.
What would you like for Christmas, young man?
Whoa,
a couple of vodka teas.
Hold on, I just need more time to think. I mean, keep thinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking when I'm up here, and I'm thinking back when I'm down here, and I'm thinking when I'm up here.
What are you doing?
He's recreating me at Santa.
What are you doing?
He's trying to peel the cucumber. I totally get it.
I'm trying to tell you how it was when Matt went to go see Santa.
That's about as graphic as
thumbs down.
Jesus. Okay, we need to throw up the signal. Because I got to get out of here.
God!
It's like the longest cucumber I've ever seen.
Felt like I was watching Cinemax or something. What are we doing?
All right.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
It's about the Rangers big night in Baltimore.